You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and Bruce has been helping me get my brand together here while I've been working here on the sideline. Brewster Kelly's the president and chief, what is it, creative director?
Yes.
Okay, chief creative director, Turkel Brands. They've created some of the most iconic brands here in South Florida, the Miami brand, and also you've worked with a bunch of other people, Nike, all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, Discovery Channel, Bacardi, Hasbro.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Plus, you give a great speech. You gave us one last year at the UF conference. It was terrific.
Go Gators.
There you go. Eat them up. Now, Bruce, getting back to it, I was commenting how I've noticed the evolution of your LinkedIn page and the rest of your social media content. And my favorite part of your content outreach is your weekly blog. I always find something really interesting and apropos. I love the thing about where you compared the new movie to Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Give me a little bit of that. That was awesome.
Sure. I don't know if you know this, but Deadpool, which is a new movie out about the superhero, is now the best-selling R-rated movie ever.
Potty mouth superhero, ever. Huh?
Yeah, potty mouth superhero. And it did, I don't have the numbers in front of me, either $138 million or $183 million in 3 days.
I know, it's in your
more
blog.
More than The Matrix, yeah. The numbers were amazing. And when you ask a lot of people about Deadpool, they've never even heard of it. They don't know what it is, yet the sales are through the roof. And then you look at what that character represents. He's a guy who has snide comments, nasty comments, politically incorrect comments. He says what he thinks. There's a direct parallel right there to what's going on in politics.
Coming over my hair right now.
Whichever side of the aisle you're on, for Trump and Sanders, where they say what they think, or they say whatever they want to say based on who their audiences are. Remember, all about them. And so what we're seeing in the movies, in politics, is the same thing. It's the way people respond to the zeitgeist of what's out there.
So they're gassing everybody up because everybody's a little bit aggravated with what's going on, because we've had this, I don't want to talk politics, but, you know, people are somewhat probably disappointed about they're not getting what they expected. And now I've read that, well, I don't want to talk politics, but anyway.
Especially with me, you don't want to talk
politics.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't want to talk politics on the show. But let's talk a little bit about your TEDx speech, because I thought it was great the way you had the little pun that went about your TEDx speech. Tell everybody what your TEDx speech is a little bit about.
Well, my TEDx speech, quite simply, was titled, Forget Mindfulness, Try Never Mindfulness. And the idea was that everybody is so busy being mindful, we keep hearing about it, having your feet on the floor, having your butt in the seat, being present in the moment, that we become all these little narcissists running around thinking about, what am I doing? What am I thinking? Where am I? And if you want to market, I've already told you, marketing is what? You know the three words.
Yeah, it's all about them.
And so instead of being so mindful, stop being never mindful. Stop paying attention to who you are and what you're doing. Start paying attention to your customer. That's why you build your brand, not about you, but about your customer. How do you matter to your customer? How do you resonate in the life of your customer?
Sorry, sometimes my question comes back. Are a little bit slow because I'm internalizing what you're saying and projecting it into my mind on the little screen there. You know, there's this new show I like to watch, Billionaire or Billions or something, and the characters are all sitting there watching the flame on their phone, you know, and it's just hilarious while they're doing their mindfulness. And, you know, and they're both narcissists.
I've got nothing against mindfulness. It makes a lot of sense to do it. You know, sit down, meditate a little bit, get calm with yourself. I dig that. However, when you're building your brand, you have to look outward.
Yeah, and the most important thing in a lot of businesses, looking outward. I'm always looking outward, and I have to put together all kinds of little pieces, and the pieces I put together are the messages people are sending me, and I have to pick through them to understand what part of that works for me.
Well, all the little pieces you have to put together is why that portal we were talking about earlier works so well, because what happens is it takes all of your communications, your website, your brochure, your business card, videos if you have them, audio, which you have, right? YouTubes, Vimeos, all these different components that we all have flying around. And it gives you one place, one portal on a smartphone for people to access all of it.
Oh,
by doing that, you don't have to have a business card. You don't have to carry brochures. You don't have to have video. It's all incorporated in one place. Oh. It's inexpensive. You can send it to one person or a million people for the same price. It's $200 a year.
Oh, man. I mean, sign me
think
up.
Think about the savings. Well, if you go to mine, I told you it's bit.ly/BruceTurkell, cap B, cap T. And down at the bottom, it says get my own or I want my own or whatever it is. Click on there. It's amazing. And what happens is every time someone else uses one, you benefit.
Wow. You know, it's really just getting together and creating a community. And that's really what it's all about. A lot of people today don't really realize that. And I love these commentators. We'll go back to the analogy of never mindfulness for a second. I love these announcers that they go, I really can't figure this out. You know, this is a strange election year. I really don't think it is. I think that everything is just the way it always is. It's about the people in the country and what they're feeling at the moment. They go, well, why are the young people getting all fired up for this candidate? Well, maybe they forgot the 60s when they got all fired up for JFK.
The candidates we get are the candidates we deserve. Oh. Like them or dislike them, what people are feeling and thinking is what the candidates respond to. The candidates that get no traction are the ones who stand up and say, this is what I believe, and everyone goes, yeah, who cares? I don't. The candidates that get traction are the ones who look at the audience, figure out where is the audience going, and then figure out where is the alignment between where the audience is going and what the candidate's message is.
Wow. I'm glad we're taping this so I can replay it and listen to this. Go way too fast for my little old brain here. It's on tricycle time today. This is great. So, Bruce, now we have you on all the time because another one of your seven ideas is to repeat, repeat, repeat. How does the portal helps you repeat?
Well, absolutely. For example, you said to me before you love my TED speech and you said I gave a great speech at UF. You were nice enough to recommend me. But how about if you had said to me, hey, you know, I'd really like you to come speak at our association, instead of me saying, oh, yeah, let me send you my whatever, all I have to say is go to this address, and then you have my TED speech on your smartphone, which means the next time you go to your board meeting, you pull up the phone and you can share it. And if three of the guys can't make it to the meeting and they go, you know, we might want to hire that Bruce guy, but we might want to hire some other people, you say, hang on, go to this address and open up this portal and watch the guy talk. Nothing succeeds like success, right? So if they see me, they're going to hire me. This gives me an almost free, again, $200 for a month, big deal, a year, $20 a month, big deal. This gives an almost free way for me to distribute it to as many people as I can get it out to.
And it's distributed in a way that you can still control it and you can also track who's seeing it.
That's a great thing you just said. You can still control it. I control it in the cloud. So let's say I send it to you. And I, with all my information, then I get something that's better that I want to put on there. All I have to do is upload it to the cloud and bam, the one that's in your phone changes. So when I was on Bill O'Reilly, I put that in. When I was on CBS Evening News, I put that in.
Wait a minute. On CBS Evening News?
I was. You haven't gone to my portal. Not I was on twice.
I looked at Fox. I see Fox. I see MSNBC. I did not see.
I was on with Richard Quest twice.
Oh, what was it about?
One time we talked about one of the cruise lines and issues they were having. And one time we talked about a design team in Italy, and they got into some trouble commenting on their opinion of gay marriage and on and who their market was. And again, we were talking about how do you talk directly to your audience. And it was great. But now that you know about my portal, you can go on there, you can click, and boom, you have it. It's so flexible and upgradable. It's amazing.
And how about your band stuff? Is it available through that too?
You know, it's not. But,
oh, come on, Bruce. It's supposed to be a place some people can learn about you.
Now that you said that, that is just brilliant. Now that you said that, I am going to put my band stuff on it.
I get an A in branding.
And while I'm here, hang on. I'm pulling up the list. I'm going to tell you when our band is playing because we got four gigs
coming up. Okay, please do that because I want to take my wife to hear you.
The band is called Black Star. And we're not stars either. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, but you can have AC be your announcer. Then you got one on stage with you, man.
Sing the bass stuff, man. So we are playing at Black Point.
He can be your cape man.
On Friday, March 11th. We are playing at the Coconut Grove Sailing Club Saturday, March 12th. We are playing, this is a fun one, at the Deering Estate Seafood Festival.
Oh, my.
On Sunday, March 20th. And we are playing at the Barnacle in Coconut Grove on April 3rd.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm definitely going to go because, I mean, I work in Coconut Grove. I actually have free available parking in Coconut
Grove.
There
you go.
So I got to hit that. So, Bruce, we talked a little bit about everything. I just want to bring it in. We've only got a couple minutes left, and I want you to run through your 7 points for branding. 1, 2, 3, go.
Point one, all about them. Stop talking about yourself. Start talking about your customers. Point two, hearts then minds. We all talk about facts and figures. Stop it. Talk about the emotional connections between your consumer and your product. Point three, make it simple. Point four, make it quick. Point five, make it yours. What do you own? What do you promote that when people see it, they know it's yours? Point six, all five senses. We don't just make decisions based on what we see and what we hear. It's what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. Make your brand sensual. And point seven, repeat, repeat, repeat. Once you figure it out, you say it over and over and over. If you want to see how I say it over and over, go to bit.ly/Bruce Turkel, cap B, cap T.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to have you back. You're coming back next month. We're going to do it again. We're going to have a great time. AC will be your cape man, like for James Brown had the cape man. You got AC as your cape man. We will be back after this with you help. We're going to talk infectious diseases. What a great follow, huh?
Hey, AC, let me hear an oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Bruce. Woke thank you. Oh, this is great. The sunlight hurt my eyes. I knew I'd miss the moment. I missed the element of surprise.